Today's gospel of the road to Emmaus is my all-time favorite gospel, in part because it is so joyful. Imagine thinking that everything is gone, everything's lost, only to have Jesus himself walk beside you. Open your eyes and prove that he's alive. The other thing that I love about this gospel is how Eucharistic the story is. Notice how their two main encounters with him are when he reveals that the scriptures are all about him, and then when he makes himself known by taking, blessing, breaking, and giving bread. Does that sound familiar? Discovering our Lord in the scriptures and then making him present in the breaking of bread. This gospel is one of our first accounts of the Mass. But what struck me most this time was that Jesus was walking with them before either of those things ever even happened. The gospel said it happened that while they were conversing, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. In fact, a closer look at the gospel reveals that Jesus was getting their hearts ready before they ever saw him in word or in communion. So how does Jesus want to prepare us to receive him at Mass? Well, fortunately, this weekend and next weekend, we have groups and groups of children who have really been preparing to receive him. And so as we consider their First Communion, perhaps we could all consider what it means to walk with Jesus even before Mass begins. So we could think of it this way: getting our hearts ready, getting our minds ready, and getting our bodies ready. Now, there are lots of things that we can do to prepare ourselves for Mass, lots of things we can do to walk with Jesus before Mass. But to make it easy, we're just going to think of one thing to get our hearts ready, one thing to get our minds ready, and one thing to get our bodies ready. First of all, what would it mean to prepare our hearts for Mass? Well, all of our children in these two weekends preparing to receive communion for the first time also received another sacrament for the first time earlier. In December, they celebrated their first confession. And what a great reminder that I can't be prepared in my heart to receive Jesus if there are things in my heart that are contrary to Jesus, if I'm still hanging on to sin in my heart. That's why it was so great that their first confession was not just for them, but for their families and for all of us as a parish. Because all of us are called to prepare our hearts to receive Jesus. Well, what would it mean to prepare our minds to receive Jesus? Perhaps you've heard this beautiful Easter music that comes out of the bell tower during the Easter season, helping us to remember that it lasts all the way until Pentecost. Well, I always hope that you don't hear that Easter music, that you do not hear that Easter music as you're walking in to Mass, because the music plays exactly at 9 a.m. Now, snowstorms are the exception, I understand. But one great way to prepare our mind for receiving Jesus is to always arrive early for Mass. If you arrive less than 10 minutes before Mass begins, I guarantee that even though your body is here, your mind is still going to be wherever you were before. Our minds have to be prepared to receive Jesus. And finally, our bodies also need to be ready to receive the Lord. I know that many of our students celebrating First Communion in these weekends, after they're done, they might have some kind of celebration, a party, a feast, a meal. But we wouldn't do that before, because before we're preparing our bodies to receive the Lord. Which is why the church asks us that for at least an hour before receiving communion, that we not eat or drink anything else. To leave our gum well outside the building, to leave those foods for after. So that way, when it comes time to receive our Lord Jesus, our body will be ready. Our Lord walks along with us as he walked along with the disciples, meaning that even before we come to Mass, that we're called to prepare our hearts with a good reconciliation, that we're called to prepare our minds by being here with time to be ready, and we're called to prepare our bodies by not having anything else inside and fasting for at least an hour for our Lord. Jesus didn't just walk with the disciples to Emmaus before Mass. He walks with us even before Mass. And if we prepare our hearts, our minds, and our bodies, then we also will be walking with him.